Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune, and before Greg and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Lincoln head coach Malik Hoskins.
Coach, let's take a quick look back at this past Saturday's game against Missouri Southern. A lot of things to look at on tape, but when you went back and looked at it, what were a couple of things that did jump out to you about that performance?
I think the same thing that we talked about on Saturday, things that I saw with the naked eye, is just defensively we were out of position a lot. We weren't physical. We didn't tackle at all, but we got to shore that up. That's what we've been working on this week. Just trying to make sure guys are in position to tackle. A lot of times we weren't in position, so we're trying to make sure that we're putting them in the best possible position to make the plays they need to make. And that's on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, I mean, just we left plays out there. Yes, we had success. We had over 400 yards of total offense, but it could have easily been over 500 yards of total offense. If we execute the way that we can, the way that we should have. So just continuing to get better on the offensive side of the ball, and we have to find a way to stop the run on the defense side of the ball.
And one of the other things we talked about after the game was, obviously there are no moral victories in the MIAA, but if you take a look, there were three earlier games, with Washburn, with Fort Hays State, and Central Oklahoma. Things felt falling behind early, and then it just continued to snowball.
Yeah.
Were you, again, no moral victories, but were you pleased at all with the fact that you all came out and played much better in the second half to make it a closer game and to maybe carry some of that momentum into this week?
Yeah, I know offensively they now believe in the system that we have in, and they see that it can work. It can be a big play system, or it can be a methodical drive system, as we saw this past weekend. Defensively, we just don't have confidence. Once the defense catches up with the offense, we're going to be a much better football team. But to truly answer your question, I'm happy that we are battling back, even though it's MIAA, and most teams are going to be bigger. Most teams are going to be stronger, but we can't have that mindset. We just got to battle, no matter who it is, week in and week out. So I'm happy to see that at least the offense is starting to believe in what we're doing and starting to believe that they can compete in this conference.
Okay, and let's take a look ahead. This week's opponent, Pittsburgh State, and man, they nearly had the upset this past weekend at number 2 Northwest Missouri. Pittsburgh State comes in this game 4-2. They're easily one of the top teams in the MIAA. What have you seen from this team on film?
I mean, big, as every other team there, and they're truly physical. They have an identity, and their identity is they're going to play sound football, and they're going to force you to do things that you're not comfortable doing. It's an uphill battle, just like every week is. They're very well coached. It's amazing to look at the film and see those guys and where they were when we played them in 2019. Some of the same faces and names. They still look the same physically. They seem to be just a little bit more disciplined and know what they want to do.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Malik Hoskins. And Greg, I guess the upside of last week was, Lincoln didn't allow in the 70s, and Lincoln also scored in the 30s. But the bottom line is it's still another tough loss from a standpoint of you lose 52-32 to Missouri Southern in a game where, yes, you did some good things, but you also, still gave up plenty. So it's kind of the way the season has gone for Lincoln this year.
Yeah, really the difference in the game was right off the bat. Missouri Southern scored on their first four possessions, so they get 24. So they had not scored more than 21 points in a game all year, and 17 minutes into this one, they already had 24.
Right, right.
Lincoln's offense, meanwhile, has a 3-and-out, a 3-and-out, and a 6-and-out. And on the first two 3-and-outs, they gave up. Now, they only gave up 3 sacks all game, but 2 of those sacks came on third down and third down on their first two series. So all of a sudden, it's a 24-0 hole, and that's just so hard. You can't fall behind 24-0 in the MIAA and expect to win. The one thing I will say, because the halftime score of this game was the exact, I believe it was 38-12. It was the exact same halftime score as the season opener against Washburn. And in that game, we saw Washburn then go out to outscore Lincoln 38-0 in the second half. Now, don't get me wrong, Washburn is a better team than Missouri Southern. But the one thing I noticed about this game was Lincoln got better in the second half. And I don't know how many games, maybe the Northeastern State game, but that was because that one was so back and forth.
Right.
But in the other losses, I mean, they were not competitive in the second half. The one argument I will say is they played much better in the second half. They made it a much closer final outcome of 52-32. But, Coach Hoskins repeatedly told me after the game, he's not about moral victories, you know, because at some point, if you keep hanging your hat on moral victories, you're never going to grow.
You know, it's kind of interesting from the standpoint, too, of and maybe you can shed some light on this, too. I don't know, just from an outsider standpoint, I don't know. It didn't appear to me that maybe Missouri Southern kept the throttle down like some other MIAA schools have done from the standpoint of how much of it is, yes, Lincoln did play better in the second half. How much of it was, you know, maybe Southern not being as deep when it comes time to go to the second teamers as some of the other MIAA schools? And how much of it is just maybe, you know what, they didn't kind of go for the jugular every single possession after that. So it could be a combination of factors, too.
To my recollection, I don't believe Missouri Southern started putting in backups until sometime in the fourth quarter when the game was comfortably at hand.
Okay.
Now, you're right. There were a couple of instances where Lincoln's defense forced them to punt, and I think there were some third and one situations where, you know, Lincoln hit them for a loss and forced them to punt. At the same time, but I do agree with you. I do think at some point Missouri Southern took their foot off the gas because, for example, in the very last possession of the game, you know, Lincoln scored with about 3 minutes to go, and they might have called a timeout or something here or there they onside kicked it. And, you know, I think maybe that probably bothered Missouri Southern a little bit.
Right.
And so what they did was they had, like, big plays, and they got down to, like, the 3 or the 2 to end the game, and then they're like, all right, now we're going to let the clock run. So they could have scored 59 if they wanted to.
Yeah.
It could have been more lopsided. But Missouri Southern also has struggled a lot recently. They know what it's like to be in Lincoln's shoes.
Sure.
And, you know, do you really want to be – do you want to act like the better MIAA schools that'll run it up on you because you know you don't like that feeling, or are you going to take the high road? And, you know, to Missouri Southern's credit, I really thought they took the high road. They could have tacked on a couple more touchdowns if they wanted to, but they didn't.
Yeah. So, again, the defense struggles a little bit, doesn't struggle as bad as it. I mean, obviously, I think they came in averaging, you know, giving up 66.5 points a game. That obviously will get a little bit better with them only giving up the 52. Enough said about the defense. We've talked about that plenty this year, and it has struggled. It will probably continue to struggle, and we'll talk about that maybe a little bit in terms of this week in a minute. But let's focus on the good things for the Blue Tiger in terms of offense from the standpoint of, you know, we talked last week and said, hey, you know, they were able to do a couple good things. They had, you know, a 200-plus yard passer and they had a 100-yard rusher. Guess what? They had that again this week from the standpoint of, you know, Zamar Break, it's becoming commonplace, but you know what? He has, you know, he passes for 251 yards on 19 of 30 passing, you know, has 3 touchdowns and only 1 interception. So, you know, good job on him, and that's kind of what we're kind of expecting from him at this point because he's showing that he can do this. And then Hosea Franklin, you know, carries the ball, you know, 23 times for 138 yards.
Yeah.
So kind of the old Hosea Franklin. So
yeah.
Both of those guys are kind of on pace to have some interesting statistical years from a standpoint of, you know, Brake's already gone over 1,000 yards passing for the season, and Hosea's kind of having another, maybe not as great a season as he had back in, you know, 2019, but it's also, you know, it's getting to the point where he's being Hosea Franklin-like.
I'll be curious. I'm not sure he'll be able to get to 1,000 yards again this season, but it wouldn't surprise me if he gets somewhere in the 800, 900. What has impressed me about the Lincoln offense, I mean, this is my sixth year covering them,
is they're balanced in both areas on offense. In the previous 5 years I've covered them, they've either been, you know, really reliant on the passing game or really reliant on the running game. There is no balancing of the two. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that they have to take out as a positive this year, is that they are capable of getting yards through the air or yards on the ground, and they're doing it consistently over the last 3 games. Now, have they played teams in the top tier of the MIAA the last 3 weeks? No. But they're doing what you have to do, what they're doing in games against the bottom tier teams.
By the way, they also had a 100-yard receiver in this game from the standpoint of, you know, Charles Johnson only had 2 catches, but they went for 101 yards. So, I mean, the fact that they had a 200-yard passer, a 100-yard rusher, and a 100-yard receiver, again, it's probably been a while since they've, you know, been able to do something along those lines. So that's, you know, again, that's just multifaceted for the Blue Tigers.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I had forgotten about that play. So the reason why Charles Johnson went over 100 yards was sometime in the second half, you know, Zamar Brake launched a downfield pass. I'm trying to think who. I believe it was intended for Adarius Ealy. And, you know, it was just out of his reach, but he tipped it up. Now, a lot of times you tell wide receivers don't do that because that gives the defense an opportunity to intercept it.
Right.
Well, here comes Charles Johnson. He's right there trailing on the play. He catches the ball and runs in for the last 20 yards for a touchdown. And I remember asking Coach Hoskins about that after the game. He's like, look, That's our offense buying in. He's like, a year or two ago, we don't make that play. That ball either gets intercepted or falls incomplete.
Right.
He's like, that shows me that the kids are really buying into our offense.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, speaking of the offense, and you and I talked about this off the air a little bit before this podcast, you already have the school's all-time single-season rushing leader in Hosea Franklin when he was the MIAA rushing champion in 2019. Zamar Brake, with 5 games to go, is on pace to break Lincoln's single-season passing record of a little over 2,000 yards through the air. But how do you feel if you're Coach Hoskins, if that does end up happening? And on the same roster, you have these two players, but you only win one ball game total in those two seasons. I mean, is it one of those things where it's like, you feel like you can't celebrate it because it didn't really accomplish much in the win-loss column? Or or when things aren't going well, you've got to celebrate any win you can get?
That's the thing. I think, again, between the two of us, I don't know how many untold years we have of watching Lincoln football, more than most people in this town, because we've sat through plenty of them. I think based on what we've seen since they brought the football program back in 99 when I was around and was writing all those stories about the comeback, there has not been much to celebrate, frankly, and whether it be from a team standpoint or an individual standpoint. So I think when you have guys like this, yes, they don't translate into wins and losses or wins the way you want them to. But I also feel like, you know what, you also have to celebrate them just from the standpoint of, it's real easy when things are not going well for guys to just phone it in, and it's real easy to just go, hey, you know what, I'm just going to get mine. Well, I don't think either of these guys are doing it from a standpoint of a greedy standpoint or from the standpoint of...
It's just what's working well.
It's just what's working well, and it's just because of the effort they're putting into it. So I would say, you know what, yeah, let's celebrate this. And from the standpoint of, you know what, I think from if you're talking about... can things get better? Yes, they can get better. And can you still make a mark? And if you're trying to make this turn into a recruiting tool, which we've talked about how lucky they were to get Zamar Brake, well, you know what? You can show players that are out there that are thinking, okay, I've got offers to go here, there, and everywhere. You can still make your mark at Lincoln, even though things are rough, and even though maybe the team's not having success. So it's not like you should be scared away from the standpoint of, it's like, well, I can't, you know, I won't be able to shine, or I won't be able to show myself off or show my talents. You absolutely can.
Yeah.
Now, again, if you can get more of those and you can accumulate a bunch of them, then all of a sudden you're in a better position where maybe they do translate into wins and losses. So absolutely, let's celebrate the guys that are doing well, because there has not been a whole lot to celebrate one way or the other. So, you know, let's do that.
All right, and I'll use this as a segue into talking about this week's game with Pittsburgh State. The Lincoln offense in their last 3 games has scored 48 points, 28 points, 32 points. Those are 3-point totals that in the MIAA it should put you in a position to win, but, you know, obviously, if the defense is giving up 50-plus points, it's really hard to do that.
Yes.
And Mike, with this next game against Pittsburgh State coming up on the road on Saturday, a team that's receiving votes on the top 25 poll, I'll be again. I know the defense is going to probably struggle in this one, but can't. What will we see from the offense? Will the offense still find a way to score in the 20s, or is Pittsburgh State just that good of a team that's going to make it very difficult for them to even get multiple touchdowns in this
game? Yeah, and here's the tough part: is you go, yes, maybe they can keep scoring, and maybe they can do this. And Pitt State has had some games for this year where they've given up a few points that it seems kind of uncharacteristically high for maybe them. Here's the thing. They're coming off a loss last week, but yes, it was a loss to Northwest Missouri State, who you figure you're going to lose to.
On the road.
On the road at Northwest Missouri State.
Up 16-0 at one point, and if you make one of two field goals in the second half, they win that game.
Yeah. And,
so they're mad coming in.
And it only ends up being a 20-19 loss, so you just go, okay, yes, they lost, but they only lost to number two by 1 point, and they only gave up 20 points to the number two team in the country. So you go, that does not maybe bode well for the Blue Tigers, and oh, guess what? It's Pitt State's homecoming this week, so another thing that maybe doesn't bode well. So, yes, things get a little bit tougher this week, and it's just going to be one of those, you know, games where you go, the rest of the schedule does, you know, it's not the worst thing that you could look at if you're Lincoln, from the standpoint of, you know, you've got some teams that maybe are struggling a little bit, or teams that aren't having fantastic years, but this is a team where you just really don't want to run into this team right now.
It's a very tough offense that loves to throw the ball. And by the way, they've got I think Lincoln's going to see what they saw in the run game from Missouri Southern. I know coming into the game, Missouri Southern really only relied on one running back. Well, they utilized four different guys who all carried their weight in this game. And I think they're going to see a lot of the same. I think you're going to see three or four guys really divvy it up for Pittsburgh State. You know, and Brian Boyd, wide receiver from Missouri Southern, had a really good game, and I think you're going to see Jalen Martin might be the best receiver in the MIAA. So, you know, I know Pittsburgh State's only averaged 28 points a game, but, man, they still have an explosive offense, and this is going to be one of those games where, you know, like a lot of teams, they circle it and see Lincoln and say, this is our opportunity to have a breakout game offensively and pile up the points.
Yeah. And it also bears noting, and I forgot to mention this earlier, that Pitt State could have also very easily won that game last week from the standpoint of they missed a 44-yard field goal late, which, you know, could have swung the decision.
And before that, they missed a 38-yard.
Yeah,
too,
so it's one of those where you go, yeah, they had their chances too. So yeah, they're a 4-2 team that's kind of maybe a down year for kind of the Pitt State you kind of expect to see some years, but it's also a very dangerous 4-2 team. So I guess that leads me to the fact of, what do you see as maybe the final score this week when it comes to predicting the outcome this week?
Man, I've seen some predictions out there that are blowouts. I've seen ones that are a couple of touchdowns apart, and I think it's going to fall somewhere in between. I think this is a game where I think Pittsburgh State wins this one. It's going to be a tough game for Lincoln. I think Pittsburgh State wins this one 56-12.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com. And for game updates and more college sport content all week, follow Greg Jackson on Twitter. That's @ACTIONJAXON05 on Twitter.